Hello, and welcome back to Kenny the Sports Guy. I'm your host, Kenny Severa, and today I will be giving my previews and predictions for the AFC. In my last episode, I gave my previews and predictions in the NFC, so make sure to listen to that before listening to this episode. Who will win the AFC East? Which teams will make the playoffs? Stay tuned. If you haven't already, please subscribe to my podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor FM, and Spotify. To be honest with you, I was very conflicted with this episode, mainly because I am a Jets fan and every year I root for them to succeed, but in typical Jets fashion, they don't. Luckily, there are other teams to talk about. However, the coronavirus pandemic still looms large over the season. If they have a season, there are a lot of teams that are currently the favorites to win it all. With that in mind, here are my predictions division by division for the AFC. Let's start with the AFC East. I have the Buffalo Bills winning the division with a record of 11-5. With Tom Brady gone to the sunny shores of Florida, the Bills have dethroned the Patriots as the kings of the AFC East. The Bills have four primetime games, including a Thursday night showdown with the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. Josh Allen is ready to take that next step, but it is off to the offense and the defense to make it to the next level. With the AFC East not being what it used to be, the Bills should reign supreme for years to come. The New England Patriots finishes second with a record of 10-6. After 20 years at the helm, Tom Brady left the Patriots to join the Buccaneers. Replacing him will be 2015 NFL MVP Cam Newton. Fourth-round pick Jarrett Stidham is waiting in the wings, but more than likely Newton will be the starting QB week one. The first four games of the season will be tough as the Patriots visit Seattle in week two and at Kansas City in week four. The New York Football Jets finishes third with a record of 9-7. It is year three of the Sam Darnold experiment in New York, and it is suspected that he would take his game to the next level. The Jets have a new offensive line, but will it hold up? The Jets have a brutal first two games of the season as they face the Bills in week one and the 49ers in week two. And finally, the Miami Dolphins finishing last at a record of 5-11. It is year two of the Miami Dolphins rebuild, and they have a shiny new quarterback in, I hope I'm saying this correctly, Tua Tagovailoa. At some point during the season, he will succeed Ryan Fitzpatrick. They start their season with four of their first six games on the road. Let's hope that Tua has a very long and successful year. Let's move on to the AFC North. Baltimore Ravens wins the AFC North with a record of 13-3. The Ravens are considered to be the most complete team in the AFC, with a great offense being led by NFL MVP Lamar Jackson and a very stingy defense. The Ravens play five primetime games for the second time in their 25-year existence. The Pittsburgh Steelers finishing second with a record of 9-7. After missing the entire year, Ben Roethlisberger is projected to be under center week one against the Giants. I mean, would it help? Who knows with the Steelers? That team has been, how should I put this, injury ravaged throughout the last 2 years, and it haven't been the same ever since that loss to Jacksonville in the AFC divisional round a couple years back. Finishing third is the Cleveland Browns with a record of 9-7. The Browns confused the living hell out of me. Let's put it this way. This team has the most potential. Since they are the Browns, it will not come into fruition. They have the NFL's longest playoff drought, 18 years and counting, and they start week one at Baltimore. Talk about a tough opponent. Good luck, Browns. You're going to need it. And finally, the Cincinnati Bengals finishing last with a record of 5-11. The Bengals have a new rookie quarterback in Joe Burrow. His first game will be at home against the Los Angeles Chargers. This will be the first time since 2010 that the Bengals will start the season at home. Next up is the AFC South. The Tennessee Titans, yes, the Titans, wins the AFC South with a record of 10-6. The Titans shocked the NFL world by making it to the AFC title game last season. With Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill back in the fold, can they repeat the magic? The Titans had 3 primetime games this season, starting in week 1 at Denver. This might cause a little bit of controversy for my next team, but I have the Jacksonville Jaguars, yes, the Jaguars, finishing 2nd in the AFC South with a record of 8-8. Yes, the Jaguars. The Jaguars' schedule starts out very easy with the 4 of the 6 games against teams with losing records. However, they got a grueling December schedule. To me, I think they might shock a lot of people, and Gardner Minshew might actually lead them somewhere to the playoffs or a 8-8 record. Finishing 3rd is the Houston Texans with a record of 8-8. Losing DeAndre Hopkins hurts the offense. They will play 7 games against teams that made the playoffs in 2019. The Baltimore Ravens, the Green Bay Packers, the Kansas City Chiefs, New England Patriots, Minnesota Vikings, and Tennessee. How will DeSean Jackson adjust to life without DeAndre Hopkins? I don't know, but it seems like DeSean Watson is ready for that challenge. And finally, the Indianapolis Colts finishing last with a record of 7-9. Phillip Rivers is the new QB for the Colts. After 16 years with the Chargers, can he lead the Colts to a playoff run? The answer to that is a big fat no. And next and finally is the AFC West. Number 1, you already know this. Kansas City Chiefs wins the AFC West with a record of 14-2. Chiefs will dominate the season. They will dominate the NFL and create a potential dynasty for the future. Patrick Mahomes is playing out of this world right now, and he is indeed the best quarterback in the NFL right now. And he has 540 million reasons on why he is the best quarterback in the NFL. And nobody will ever beat him for now. The Las Vegas Raiders finishes with a record of 9-7. It's a new state and a new stadium for the Raiders. They left the old decrepit Oakland Coliseum in favor of the new digs in Vegas. However, due to the coronavirus pandemic, fans in attendance would not be allowed during the inaugural season of that stadium. 3 of the last 4 regular season games is at home for the Raiders. I have pretty big expectations for them, but knowing the Raiders in recent past, they always let their fans down. The Los Angeles Chargers finishes with a record of 8-8. With Phillip Rivers leaving and moving to their new stadium, just one question remains. Who will be the starting QB for this team? Who knows with the Rams? And finally, the Denver Broncos finishing last with a record of 7-9. I like Drew Lock as QB, and with the addition of Melvin Gordon and Philip Lindsay, this team has a chance to do something special in Denver for the years to come. So to recap, I have the Bills winning the East, the Ravens winning the North, Titans winning the South, and the Chiefs winning the West. My 2 wildcard teams are the Patriots, who I believe are not dead, and the Pittsburgh Steelers having the 2nd wildcard. My 2 picks in the AFC title game will have to be the Baltimore Ravens and Kansas City Chiefs. Seeing Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes in the AFC title game will make for great TV and strong ratings. I will have to go with the Chiefs or the Rams in the AFC title game, setting the stage for Packers and Chiefs in Tampa next year. Rodgers versus Mahomes in the Super Bowl, that sounds like a good deal to me. So, the million-dollar question and the remaining question left to answer is, who do I have winning the Super Bowl? You already know which teams that I have in the Super Bowl, but do you know who will win it? That's kind of a tough question because both quarterbacks are really, really good and their offense is subpar with each other, but as much as I love the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, I'll have to go with Rodgers and the Packers hoisting the Lombardi Trophy in Tampa. I have a feeling that Rodgers will win one last Super Bowl before his career is out. The final score will be Packers 33, Chiefs 28. Patrick Mahomes will throw for over 300 yards with 3 TDs, where Rodgers will actually have a pretty subpar game throwing for under 300 yards, but we'll have actually two TDs as well. I think Green Bay has a very good team in them. I think their coach is really good, but at the end of the day, coaches don't play in the NFL in the games. It's the quarterbacks, and I feel like Aaron Rodgers has one last title run in him. Well, folks, that's my time. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to my podcast at Anchor FM, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. Coming soon to Amazon Podcasts as well. Until the next episode, see ya, and stay safe and healthy.